Tom and Curly Show rounding the bend. The teeny tiny lady in the pickle jar. Laura, you have to go in there and talk to the people. I know it's not going to be easy for you. You ready for this? You got to come out of your shell. You all right?
I'm here.
It's not a shell. It's just a soft shell.
Like a blanket.
Okay, well, drag your blanket into the other room and get on the phone, because here come those calls now. 1-888-973-5476. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the air to play the know-it-all quiz, Tom. Still without a sponsor. Wow. Today we're playing for the big Blue Friday, the huge 12-man
really?
Flag.
Oh, another flag, huh? Yeah, we gave one away.
Did you see it?
Yeah, it's like, it looks like it's like a 3x3.
Huge, Tom. I mean, it's pretty big.
Yeah. It's like a big
desk. It's a huge flag. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the air. You're not playing for the prizes. Don't be in it for the prizes. Because you know what happens? When you're dead and gone, you're not going to, what are they going to, drape that over your coffin? The 12th man flag that you won on the Tom and Curly Show? You're going to have a story to tell. You can change it as much as you want. Can't change the size of that flag, but you can make this story just go wherever you want by the time you got on the Tom and Curly Show. 1-888-973-5476. Say hello to Laura and her blanket. Okay. here comes the teeny tiny lady. And, Larry King has done an entire week with us here. So that's kind of nice. They've really gotten a chance to know one another and to kill time. Then it's a slow-moving wagon. And, again, the sunlight catching the spurs on the heels of look at Larry King there. And let's listen in now.
Can we just try singing the song?
We're going to sing. Oh, good.
I think he's turning into Alex Jones.
Sorry for the teeny tiny. She's like, this job is not worth it.
Well, she encouraged him to sing.
She wished she'd probably just sing. All right. On the phone is Laura taking the calls for the know-it-all quiz.
You want to give out that number again?
1-888, thank you, Tom. 973-5476. 1-888-973-5476. Get on the phone to get on the air to play. Okay. Bonnie Lake has seen an increase in the number of people that are living kind of in this woodsy area next to the Fred Meyer. And now that people can get on Facebook and they can take video of themselves confronting some of these homeless people, telling them to get out or go home, or just make it generally uncomfortable for them to be in Bonnie Lake.
Yeah.
So what they're being described as, this one group, as vigilantes.
Yeah. Well, by somebody who's on the receiving end of their displeasure.
Got it. And on the other side of it is you have the police saying, listen, we have our job. We want to work with organized groups that are trying to help the homeless to alleviate these problems. And maybe some people just feel like, well, the vigilantes, again, with quotations around it, are not helping the situation. Here's Cairo 7.
I know what the rumor is about Bonnie Lake. Bonnie Lake is the easy place to come and live in the woods. It's the easy place to come and steal. It's the easy place to panhandle because there's rich people everywhere, and I'm not even joking.
We met Rhiannon Skog Geoffrey and her friend Christina Donaldson in the city she moved to a couple of years ago. She contends they see suspects arrested, then quickly released.
And I've been there to where someone has come out 10 minutes later to steal again. And that's when citizens stop them.
There is no evidence that all of them are homeless or drug addicts. Still,
you feel frustrated?
I do.
So she created the Bonnie Lake Buckley Against Drugs Facebook page.
That sounds like a good group. They're against drugs, Tom.
Okay.
All right.
And she took to the streets.
Nobody wants your tweaker f***ing asses here.
And she posted.
Okay. That's tough love.
That's pushing tough the love envelope out of your a car. Bit.
No one wants your tweak or something, something here.
Posted the videos on Facebook. Then came the backlash.
You know, it's a group of pretty much visual annies.
Jacob Kurth is like many who feel targeted.
Get away.
You think I'm afraid to go to jail?
I don't know.
You up.
He is homeless, but he is from Bonnie Lake. Rhiannon's in-your-face tactics drove many of her early supporters away.
There was a fight or something, and I left the group. I just didn't want to be tied to it.
But Christina says then she saw Rhiannon helping addicts she once targeted.
People say she's hateful and a lot of bad stuff about her, but if she's hateful, why is she trying to get drug addicts into rehab?
I majored in social services and minored in psychology. I know both sides to it. My mission is to bring the community together and mend it, because it's very much broken.
Deborah Horn, who I'm a huge fan of, went and talked to the police officers. The next look, we're not going to get into
it. We don't want to talk about
it. We don't want to talk about that.
Group, no.
We're just going to talk about what we're trying to do
in
order to be able to protect and serve.
It's a tricky question. If you are really frustrated as a citizen, how do you express your frustrations? Going to Facebook and posting videos of yourself bad-mouthing people that you think are objectionable might not be the way to win people over to your side.
You could also, at some point, the person watching the video begins to feel sorry for the homeless guy. Mm-hmm. Right? And then once you flip the sympathy card, now all of a sudden you're not sympathetic to the resident who says, hey, look at all the garbage and everything else. Then they're like, you know what? You've gone beyond, and now you're bullying or you're mean-spirited, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So she's saying, no, she's not doing that, but that all the attention is the video of her yelling at different guys.
That's what got the attention, and she posted herself. Now, the good side of this is if she also, in addition to posting videos of herself, you know, insulting the homeless, she's actually helping mm-hmm. drug addicts try to get into treatment, you know, then there's, well, you know, like all of us, we have our good or bad sides, good and bad sides, mm-hmm. or more, you know, potentially promising sides than others.
We hear about convenience stores that play annoying music or sounds to keep people, normally homeless people, from loitering out in front of their stores. So what they're trying to do is push them away from their store. What's the difference between the convenience store operator playing the music to move people out and individuals standing there saying, you know what? Why don't you leave our community? Nobody wants you here. Stop begging here.
Well, go
back to wherever you came from.
As one
and
guy
leave
says,
us.
He's from there.
He's from there. But I'm saying not everybody.
Well, and here's the danger, and we didn't want to take time to get too much into this story, but there are now, according to these the few people that Deborah got to talk to on the homeless side of things or the addiction side of things, that there are now, like, these kids are going around and they're bad-mouthing him. There's something about personal confrontation mm-hmm. that could get messy. I mean, you might feel like suddenly, let's say a group of high school kids or college kids feel like they've got carte blanche to go in and hassle them mm-hmm. because they saw this older woman, or I don't know if she's older, I don't know what her age is, but this woman yelling and screaming at them.
When you're
speaking,
anyone you're talking about is younger than you're talking.
Than me. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Even you.
Well, what you're saying, I completely agree with, in that if you're sitting there watching this woman confront these people and it's getting a certain amount of likes and stuff, you're going to get kids to go into the woods to start to yell and scream at homeless people. Someone takes video of it and they post it, because the thing that matters is the fact that they get so many shares and so many likes and so many people enjoy it and they get views, because that's the value. The value is the action. What can I do to go after this homeless guy? So now the homeless guy is not even you're not even looking at him as a human being. You're just looking at him as a vehicle for people to like your stupid video on your stupid YouTube channel, because no one else cares about anything you have to say. So you stick it out there, and then suddenly you get reinforcement that you matter in this world because you got 16 likes and somebody retweeted your crap.
That's one of the downsides. Anyway,
according to the
headline in Cairo 7, Deborah Horn has homeless backlash dividing Bonnie Lake. That there are, you know, Bonnie Lake is kind of like of two minds about how to deal with this.
The hospitals now are in the housing business. So in the 1930s, the federal government came along and said, hey, man, poor sick people are in these horrible conditions. They had these basically just buildings, and they would just warehouse them, and they were dying and being left alone. They weren't getting medical care. Then the government came in and started doing something about it. And then the federal government in 1956 built, like, I think 9,700 and some hospitals. And the hospital said, after you're with us for a little while and you are better, you have to go somewhere. There was nowhere for them to go. So then nursing homes got started. That was in 19. That's sort of the origins of the whole thing. Now what's happened is you don't go to a nursing home. You can't stay in the hospital bed, but the hospital has to morally and is it?
Yes. This I found a fascinating story. I didn't realize that it's the responsibility of the hospital. They cannot release you unless you know the hospital knows that you are going to a safe environment.
Yes.
Something a place where you will be able to heal. And a lot of these patients don't have family around. They mm-hmm. mentioned one where a family refused to take this dementia, patient, I guess. And so the hospital is stuck with it. Now, this is a worst-case scenario, but there was one person who spent almost 4 years in a hospital bed in Denver Health, the largest safety net hospital in Denver. Others have spent like 8 weeks because they had no home. They end up staying in hospital beds. And the problem with this is, first off, it's really expensive.
Sure.
And it can't, and since the hospital's eating the cost, people with acute care issues don't have access to beds that they might normally have. And so, as a result, in Denver and elsewhere, do we have any sound on this?
No, just
okay. What they do is they end up paying for affordable housing in hospital buildings, or they would like they commune with housing developments to house some of their patients.
Yes.
And it's infinitely cheaper. It costs $2,700 a night to stay in a hospital. You can, for a total cost for 73 days, which is the average amount of stay that these indigent patients stay there, it only costs $200,000. You can. It would cost a fraction of that, about $10,000 to house a patient
for
a year.
So it's Medicaid paying for the for the rent, basically, right?
Yes.
Yes, I would assume. So if a person's indigent and they're in the hospital, they're billing at Medicaid rates, which doesn't reimburse the hospital to the amount that they're supposed to be reimbursed. So then they're running a deficit by that person being in the beds. Yes. They send him to a building, which is like a quasi-nursing home hotel kind of thing. And it's obviously saving them some money. The most shocking part of the story, the most interesting, you and I both commented on it, was I didn't know that they had a fiduciary responsibility and a moral responsibility to make sure that you're released somewhere safe.
That's right. Well, what's interesting about it, and this, they say, this makes a lot of sense because there are religious-based hospitals that basically see their role as charitable.
Uh-huh.
But now, for-profit hospitals are required to also have, like, a charitable component to their hospital foundation, I guess, and so that's one of the sticking points. They say that this is a way of society kind of trying to heal its own wounds. I just wasn't aware of that. And in Denver, they literally they took over an abandoned building on the medical campus, so it's right next to the hospital in case they need care. But it saved them a fortune because they don't have to use ER prices.
Simone Biles is no one will argue, she is the finest gymnast that it might have ever competed in the sport. She has taken it to a whole new level. She does things on a beam that you've never seen before, and she continues to push the envelope, right? She's in a class by herself.
Yes.
She even says, I know I'm in a class by myself.
I think there are three specific moves that she invented and mastered, and they're now named after her, like the Biles 1, the Biles 2.
It seems apt that the all-around world champion finishes qualification.
Boy, nothing worse than gymnastics on radio. But
at least she has an accent.
Yes, it's true. And now she's jumping.
Now will she do her very own skill at the end? She has the rest of the beam to contend with first. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Backflip layout.
And this is why they don't do gymnastics on radio. Here she is. This is her big move at the end. And this is the thing that is so difficult and also so dangerous,
linking the
right?
Skills together.
That
jumps and
the officials are no longer giving her as much credit for the move as they had been giving. Why, Tom?
Because they do not
Shh,
want
Tom,
to.
I'm going to have to ask you to stop 1 second. Jeez, no. No, I'm playing. Go ahead, go ahead.
Hey. They do not want to encourage other gymnasts to try to do it because they think it's so dangerous that other gymnasts without the skill of Simone, they might seriously hurt themselves.
Holy moly.
That's the Biles. That's all they've been waiting for.
So what they've decided to do. So
that's the Biles, Tom.
Yeah, that's the Biles.
The Biles, yeah.
So it's this triple dismount where she's spinning and twisting and everything else, and nobody's done
watching.
She invented that, in effect. And so you get, just like they do this, I think, in diving and all this, there are it's how well do you perform whatever the trick you're trying to perform, but then also the rate of difficulty, and it's a multiplier. Well, in this one, because this was a move that had only been ever been done on the floor, like in the floor routines, when it's done on a beam, you get higher difficulty. Well, they've decided to demote that and just turn it into no more than as if it was on the ground,
right?
Which she has a very smart retort to, I think, in a tweet. But the idea is, and they say that they just want it. They do not want to encourage other people to try to do what she can do. And she just thinks that's unfair.
She said, I'm in a league of my own. I know that. Yeah. Yes. But that doesn't mean you can't credit me for what I'm doing. So to protect other gymnasts that might attempt this move, they will not give Simone as much credit for the move as she should get for the move.
Yes.
When really what they should do is, if you are another gymnast and you attempt that move, you should get whacked a whole bunch of points for execution. So it would then, you'd move the sort of penalty up on the thing, the carrot and the stick. You would do the stick part of it, meaning if you try that move and you fail at it or you don't do as well as you expected, we're going to give you more, we're going to deduct more points for execution.
So that would discourage people from at least
right.
even trying it
right.
and they could practice it. If you think that's a completely bogus response by the committees, in 1980, somebody actually paralyzed themselves doing this particular thing. And so that particular move is banned in female gymnastics already. So mm-hmm. I guess there is some precedent for it. But just shows you how amazing Biles is that they don't even want people to try what she's doing because you could break
your neck.
That's
not fair. Because how does somebody... How do you continue to move the sport forward? Do you want to discourage people from trying to do better? Maybe, you know, the uneven bars, they have the guys there to catch them.
Yeah.
They spot them. They spot them at different places. They could have, bigger mats or something like that, have them land on something else, let them warm up better beforehand. But just overall, you don't want to stop somebody from pushing the sport forward. There's always the risk.
Because it's not extra sport. It's the kind of thing that you do. You dismount. And so this is just a more elaborate way. Yeah, it's an odd response. But the one thing that this article does thrust upon us is it's undeniable she's the greatest female gymnast ever. Why? Because they're now making rules to prevent people from even doing what she's already been recorded having done.
Ah, they did that to our show.
Yeah, that's right. Well, nobody could come close to
that's
us
right.
anyway. It's just, it's embarrassing when they fall flat. And boy, are they penalized.
Oh, aren't they, though? Aren't they?
For even trying.
All right. All right. Hey, Laura, over there in the soft blanket of your personality. Who do we have coming on the radio show?
We've got Bob coming up.
And what about Bob that makes him so compelling
what about
that people
Bob?
Are going to stick through 14 years of commercials?
he runs a 5K every month.
Anything else about Bob?
And he's in his 60s. So that's a more impressive stat.
Wow.
Old white man coming on the radio.
You make assumptions.
Tom. His name is Bob. and he lives in Seattle.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
He does not. You'll have to listen to find out where he lives.
There you go. A tease.
Right back.
A tease from Quiet Laura.
Washington Windows and Doors. Thanks a lot, Lake Washington Windows and Doors. Get those old, like, metal frame windows. Those things are nice. I don't know why I'm looking at you, Tom. You don't even have windows. But if you got those old that are not the plastic kind, and it's that metal stuff, it just like conducts cold air in and out.
It
just
looks so cool, though.
No, it doesn't. Washington Windows and Doors want to replace those.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. What was I thinking?
Oh, now. See, should I have something that is like energy efficient or something that Tom thinks is cool? Like Washington Windows and Doors. Thank you very much for sponsoring the Tom and Curly Show. Oh, this just in.
Yeah, what's that?
Laura just handed me the sheet. This is the first two questions, anyway.
Yeah.
The rest is coming.
I need them too,
late.
You know.
They're coming, it's coming.
Wow. It's called the Tom and Curly Show.
Come on
not
now.
Just the Curly Show.
Tom needs to read ahead on these. All right, here's what happens. Right now, there's Mike sitting in the corner counting his teeth with his tongue. What's going on, Mike? How many people are watching? 10?
God, we're already in the double digits.
Good Lord. We
might as well quit while we're ahead.
We need to get a French postman out there to go check on those people. All right. By the way, any references, you know, that you don't get, you got to listen to the whole podcast.
That's right. All week's worth of podcasts.
We dig deep. All right. So for the 10 people that are watching this on Facebook, here's what's going to happen. We have an individual who's going to come on the phone, and he's going to be asking 5 questions of stories we covered, or 4, because I got up late.
Right.
4 questions.
Right.
And the last
that's how many
wrote.
Hours of sleep you got last night.
And, the last question is, I just wrote it like 10 minutes ago, or 5 minutes ago. All right. You ready? Let's meet our contestant now. His name is Bob. He lives in Fort Haddock. And he's in his 60s. He's a driver at Pacific.
seafood. And he tries to run 1 5K every month with his daughters, Tom.
That's the extra twist in there.
All right, good for you, Bob. Bob?
Hello?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hey. So, hey, good.
Good. When you run these with your daughters, how old are your kids?
Well, actually, it's, I'm sorry. I threw my daughter in there because I was saying another story, and Laura probably, we got it twisted.
All right.
With my wife, we actually walk them. I try to run them, but we at least do walk them.
All right. Suddenly,
I oversold this.
Yeah, you really did. You anybody else?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Let's check the rest of the facts. Your name is Bob.
Correct.
Okay. You live in Port Haddock.
I don't. I'm Burlington. I'm delivering over here.
Laura!
I'll leave.
I messed this. Laura, I messed it up.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Not as bad as your phone connection. You are in your 60s.
60, yeah.
Okay, I'll take the delay to be a confirmation that you are in your 60s. Okay, and you do work for Pacific Seafood because the people want to know all these
things. I do, correct.
Okay, all right, good. There we go. All right, we love the fact that you listen. You're doing what is known in the business as windshield time. You're driving for Pacific Seafood, and you're sitting there listening to the Tom and Curly Show. At the end of your shift, or at the end of our shift anyway, do you feel it's time well spent?
Oh, yeah. You guys are a hit. You guys are awesome.
Ah, there we go. I'm just fishing for compliments.
Not that we're fishing for compliments.
No, he does drive fish around.
That's all right. You should know wherever he speaks.
Wow. It's a low bar. He laughed at that. Okay, Bob, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Tone and tenor of everything just established. We used to call it a friendship. It's a casual relationship. The little we do know about Bob, he is in his 60s. He's driving a truck, and that's about as far as we'll go. You ready, Tom?
I'm ready.
Bob, when it comes to politics, who do you normally agree with more, me or Tom?
Oh, boy. Probably Tom.
Wow.
Right, then you have to get all four right.
Yeah, that's right. Three of four, Bob, is all we're after.
Here we go. You're ready? All right. Who's going to play the sound? Do you have it, Laura, or do I have it? You have the sound, or do I have the sound? Do you have it? Do I have it? Ready? Here we go. Our favorite man on the street soundbite came from this gentleman. He said...
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Okay. Going on to number two. We'll get back to number one. Hold on, Bob. What did President Trump... Hold on, number two now. What did President Trump do to help promote the greatest rock band in the world? Nickelback, that is. Tom?
Hey. The president said Nickelback probably would have helped the U.S. more than the Kurds during World War II if they'd been around.
True.
B, he tweeted a famous meme of the band while holding up a picture of Joe Biden and his son, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And C, the president wanted to nominate the band for
Medal
of Freedom.
Hey, you edited. Hold on. Hold on 1 second, Bob. I got
the
a
president
bone
wanted
to
nominate the band for a Medal of Freedom award. Mr. Trump was told the only American could get the award, and the band was from Canada. The president responded, "Well, then let's invade them, take them over, and get Nickelback they deserve."
I stepped all over my joke.
You stepped all over your joke, and you wrote the line.
Hey.
Wow. Are you doing that because you think President Trump is not that bright? You said the president said Nickelback probably didn't help the U.S. Any more than the Kurds did during World War II. The answer is what, Tom?
B.
Yes. He made a famous meme.
Sorry.
That's all right, Bob. That's one wrong, and that's
it
for
heard
you.
That. I never heard that one. Even though I listen to you guys every day.
All right, here we go.
How did I miss? I'm probably making a delivery.
Yeah. I'm just hoping this entire segment is just a bad dream. Okay, Laura, you have it? You ready to go? Okay, here we go. Here comes question number one. Our favorite man on the street soundbite came from this gentleman.
These pictures confirmed by...
Nope, that's the whole cut.
All right, we're going on to number three.
You know, I think Bob doesn't have to get anything right the way we're handling this.
Andrew, find the sound of a dumpster fire on YouTube. Here we go. A hot tub at a county fair was the source of a bad case of Legionnaires' disease. How did the people contract this lethal virus, Tom?
A local rock station offered a hot tub as a prize. All the winners had to do was get blindfolded and get in the tub with another person and get it on.
Yep.
B. No. Actually, all they had to do was drink as much of the tub's water as they could while blindfolded couples got it on. Uh-huh. Or C, the vapor mist from the tub got in people's eyes and made them sick.
C.
There's my Bob for you.
Hey.
All right. The only reason I wrote those two is because I just wanted to hear Tom say, get it on. All right, here we go. Four.
Hey, no, we're ready for one.
You really want to go back to this again?
I got a thumbs up from Laura. Yes, I have faith in Laura.
Hold on. If you screw this up, screw number four. We're just going to give the dumb flag and we're done. You all right? You ready?
That's a great big flag.
Here we go. Our favorite man on the street soundbite came from this gentleman.
Oh, it's probably the worst thing ever. You can't do that if you're going to get married.
Ah, what did the bridegroom do, Tom?
A, saw his bride-to-be in her wedding dance. That's bad luck, you know. I'm just reading what you wrote, Mr. Curly. I think he meant dress.
Keep going.
B, broke into the bridesmaid bathroom and may or may not have had sex with her. He and she can't remember. They were both so drunk. He then gave her $40 cash for the morning after pill just in case and asked her to put it all behind her for the sake of his bride. Mm-hmm. Or C, he did everything I just read, only he didn't offer to pay for the morning after pill.
I'll say C.
Two for two, Bob.
And I pressed the button, and I could no longer find.
Oh, my God. You've got Laura-itis.
I can't.
Yeah, I didn't think much of it. I was just getting to the ball, trying to make a play for my team.
Okay.
I hit the strike.
Okay, that's Earl Thomas talking about hitting a quarterback and knocking him unconscious. I'm sorry. Laura, I'm blaming this entire thing on you.
You know, we start off with 10 customers watching us on Facebook. I bet we could have single digits.
It's the saddest of the sad. You know what, Bob? Bob?
Go ahead.
You win. Everybody else loses.
We just cried uncle.
It's not, Laura. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. All right, Bob, congratulations to you winning the know-it-all quiz, which used to have a sponsor, and now we're just sort of sucking wind. You get yourself a 12-man flag, which Tom apparently saw.
Yeah, well, I had the dimensions described to me.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Yeah, it's big. It's not like a flag you put at the top of the Space Needle, but it's a decent-sized flag.
I'm going to throw something else in. You ready, Bob?
Sure.
Since you walk 5K, I assume you care about your health, so you want a large, medium, or small T-shirt that has the Dutch oven lobsters on it.
Oh.
No extra large?
Good God. Okay, I'll find you an extra large, okay?
I told him to make more extra larges, Bob. He never listens to me.
Bob, T-shirt coming your way, plus a giant flag, and we'll send Laura's blanket that she's normally wrapped in. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Come, here we go. Make something entertaining. Care Partners Senior Living is an opportunity for your mom and dad to possibly find a new community. If the house becomes too much for them to handle, Care Partners Senior Living. The panic in Tom's face there when he noticed that Laura was just in the room chatting with Sean and the letters hadn't been delivered to the mailman yet.
Because mailman
has
brought it up.
First. Here comes the mailman now.
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
But our new slogan, when we start running in, can you believe it, 2 years from now, is going to be...
Teeny Town Ladies got the letter of the day, Tom. We'll get to that in just a second, but first let's get started with all the rest.
So we started out about this damning report about Boeing and the FAA.
That's damning. That's
oh,
the
no,
New York
I read
Times.
That word twice.
I know.
425 said, the non-American pilots have far less training and regulation standards than American pilots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and talk about Bertha in the jury trial. 253, Bertha hit an Iver sign. thing. That guy is not serving on the jury.
And 585, I think that's probably an inside joke.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are idiots. I want those idiots to be swayed with my high-powered attorney to my favor.
Good. Millennials, 253, Oompa Bank has been giving their employees 40 hours each year of paid volunteer time for many, many years.
Well, let's hear it for Oompa Bank. Yes. Yeah. On the landlords, the tenant associations getting around the legislative rules, 425. Tom, I don't know enough about how this works. Then goes on to tell us how renter-landlord relationships work based on the Crosscut article. That's mm-hmm. that's what's called research.
The article.
Yes.
The one article.
Yes. The one article that we were paid to talk about. I read.
I read it.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's good.
I read
good.
It, and I did the extra work, and I talked to a guy that said, never mind. Social Security on the 3rd. Mine comes on the 2nd Wednesday, no matter what the date falls on. The issue of late payments is a revenue tactic used by property management with compounding fees impossible to overcome, unconscionable.
Ah. And Malia in Bellevue? Mm-hmm. Malia, everything is in favor of the landlord. Give me a break. Something should help a tenant. Most of the legislators are landlords. Need I say more?
Hmm.
Except the legislation was in favor of the tenants.
Yes. Trump says, 206 says, ugh, I can't stand the sound of that baby man and his nut job supporters cheering. Well, get ready for four more years of it.
425 on the Fox poll. I find some of Trump's actions to be troubling, like the Syria pullout and the Ukrainian phone call, but I will still support him. What's the alternative? A liberal?
Mm-hmm.
Trading one bad action by a conservative president for 100 bad actions by a Democratic president is stupid.
TG says, if Fox News believing in Trump, his supporters will crumble like a house of cards if they stop believing in Trump.
Yeah. And Mike, did Tom just say Elizabeth Warren appears to have integrity? She gets caught in blatant lies on a regular basis.
I forget why she's fired.
Can't wait for the
425. If you're going to say Elizabeth Warren has integrity, Tom, would you please look up the definition first before using it?
Huh? I have a college degree. I know what integrity means.
Oh, I threw up twice.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Bill and Gig Harbor, if mm-hmm. Congress would vote for impeachment, which they have not done, the president would have a chance to present their evidence to Congress and the American people. So, yes, vote to impeach, and let's get this circus on the road.
Oh.
And if I were writing a political novel, taking current events into account, I would have the Dems presenting Hillary Warren in 2020. What a movie that would make.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day is chosen by Teeny Tiny Lady in a Pickle Jar.
Comes from Ryan from Redmond.
Oh, okay.
I bragged to my wife that I got the letter of the day again yesterday, and she said, that's great, honey, but I still don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to explain to her about a dyslexic ex-TV show host, a man that lives in a hole in the ground with a manhole cover for a door, and a teeny tiny lady that lives in a pickle jar. I'm pretty sure she thinks I'm drunk.
Out of time. Bye-bye.